Greetings. Welcome to Naturally. This is Brigitte Mars. I've been doing sections on culinary herbs, ones that we're likely to grow in our garden. And today, we are going to talk about coriander, Coriandrum sativum. The genus name Coriandrum is derived from the Greek word for that plant, and it actually is in reference to a peculiar scent that coriander exudes when the leaves are crushed, which some say smells like bedbugs. Well, I hope you don't ever have to smell bedbugs. But the species name, sativum, means with a long history of cultivation. One of my friends, Chef Giuliano, says one can never grow too much cilantro or basil. And you know what? If you want to grow cilantro, you plant coriander seeds. You get two completely different flavors in one. So you plant the coriander seeds, and it grows into cilantro. You let the cilantro go to seed, and then you've got coriander seeds. It's amazing. So I'm going to say a few things about cilantro. It's used a lot around the world because it's used not only in Indonesian and Asian cookery, Indian cookery, but it's also used even in South American cookery, Central American. So, what is the deal with this wonderful herb? Well, we know that coriander is antimicrobial, antioxidant. It's considered an aphrodisiac. It's good for all kinds of digestive remedies, and it has a really long history. The species name sativum means with a long history of cultivation, and it's believed to be one of the earliest cultivated spices on the planet. They found coriander seeds in the tomb of King Tut. It was mentioned in the Ebers Papyrus, and during the Middle Ages, it was an ingredient in love potions and is even included in the tales of the Arabian Nights as an aphrodisiac. So coriander stimulates digestion, breaks up mucus. It has a wonderful essential oil that is said to improve a bad mood. So coriander seed can help prevent intestinal cramping. It's a remedy for freshening the breath, for reducing cholesterol. So it's really quite an amazing herb. It goes to seed very quickly. It's used in Greek cookery. So if you're ever in a fancy restaurant and you see the menu saying à la grecque, it refers to dishes spiced with coriander, fennel, sage, and thyme. Some popular alcoholic beverages like gin and chartreuse and Benedictine all contain coriander, as well as some Belgian wheat beers. Coriander seed is used as a thickener, and it's a raw garnish. So if you're going to use it, add it at the end of your cuisine. It's going to be much more medicinal. It's also one of the traditional bitter herbs of Passover. And during World War II, coriander seeds were coated with sugar and used like a type of confetti to welcome the returning soldiers. So plant some coriander seeds to get cilantro, two herbs in one. Thanks for joining me, Brigitte Mars, on Naturally.